tell me a little bit about the charity first. And obviously, during the pandemic, your fundraising activities have probably been severely reduced. So where are your funds coming in from at the moment during the pandemic?
So at the moment, we have very little funds come in. We have an emergency appeal that we launched back in April time, with the plan to raise $500,000, which is what we estimate we'd lost through our fundraising events. We're about halfway at the moment, about $260,000. We've had some interesting fundraising events, such as we done a singing competition called The Furlong Factor.
Excellent.
Which was a bit of a take on, which was quite good. And we had lots of entries for that from people within the racing industry putting in their songs of choice. And that was really good. So that raises quite a lot of money. And the grants that we're awarding, they've been very kindly been funded by the John Pierce Foundation and the Racing Foundation.
Excellent. And do you ever have any sort of, obviously some of the racehorse owners are possibly quite wealthy, are they being quite supportive during the pandemic to the charity?
I suppose everybody's been as supportive as they can be. I suppose everybody's had a loss of income to some extent. But we do get legacies and we do get donations from owners and bigger stables and things as well. So that they are supportive as they can be in these current times.
Absolutely. Now tell me about the beneficiaries, the family working at the yard in Epsom. They've obviously received some funds from you and you've made a very big difference to their lives. When people apply for funds, how do they go about that process?
So it's really quite easy to apply funds. We've made it as streamlined and as quick and efficient as we possibly can. We always have offered financial assistance to people who are connected to the thoroughbred racing industry. And we've streamlined those processes for our COVID-19 emergency grants and our return to school grants. And they simply need to get in touch with one of our welfare team or call our 24/7 support line. And the welfare officer will then call them back and go through the application with them, make sure they meet the criteria, and then submit that application to our grants committee who will say yes or no to them.
Obviously in this area we cover Sandown and Epsom. How many families are actually in dire need of help at the moment, do you think, in this particular area we're in?
Quite a lot. We can't put a figure on it because it's difficult, because not everybody in racing has come to us for support, so we can only work with the figures that we get. We have had a few applications for our return to school grants and our COVID-19 emergency grants from this area. In total, around the whole country, we've awarded 293 COVID-19 grants, which are for emergencies. So they're to put food on the table and to make sure there's electric on the meter in this current climate. And our return to school grants, which were just launched 2 weeks ago, we don't have figures for them yet. We haven't done stats on them because they're so new. But we have helped quite a few families with that, and that's awarding £100 per eligible child to help purchase education equipment or school uniform and things like that.
That must be an absolutely godsend to them. And these families, obviously the racing world has a lot of splinter off groups that are involved in the racing world. Are these families like really people that work at the stables? Are they linked to the race courses? Where are they all coming from that need their help?
So they're a whole collection of people. We support anybody who works and is connected to the racing industry and the dependents. So that can be, like you said, the people who work in the races, who work in the stables, who ride the horses out every day, who muck them out. It can be the people on the studs who breed them. It can be people on race courses, whether they work out as ground staff or they work in kitchens and the catering staff, like stalls handlers. So there's a whole host of people, and anybody with a connection to the thoroughbred racing and breeding industry should get in touch with us, because they probably would qualify for our support.
Absolutely. And have some of them been furloughed, or have some of them actually lost their jobs?
Yeah, well, the racing industry lost all the fixtures for 3 months. So a lot of the race course people who work on race course, the race course staff were all furloughed, which meant that a lot of horses were turned away and things as well. So a lot of the racing staff were then furloughed. There has been a lot of people lost their jobs as well, because owners have taken horses away and things, because everybody's got to look after the pennies in this current climate, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. Well, look, that's absolutely brilliant. And thank you so much for talking to us again.